Well, hello again, everyone. This is the Faye Driver, and we have a special message, which is a rebuttal from the comments made in the last episode of the Pink Wheel Lens podcast. You may recall from the last episode that we received a voicemail from Scotty the Little Aussie Battler, and in that voicemail message, he was asking some questions about chiropractic care. And as most of you are now aware, we have a new friend in the podcasting world, Dr. Q, from the Fireside with Dr. Q podcast, who just so happens to work in the chiropractic field. So Dr. Q wanted to address some of the comments that Scotty the Little Aussie Battler raised in his question. So being venerable Canadian peacekeepers that we are, in order to prevent an international incident, I'm going to allow the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast to be a venue for these two parties to come together and discuss their concerns. So I'm just going to play for you once again the comments, the portion of the comments from Scotty, the Little Aussie Battler's questions about the chiropractic, and then you're going to hear from Dr. Q. And you can find Dr. Q at firesidewithdrq.podbean.com, and I would encourage you to message him at firesidewithdrq@gmail.com. You can also find everyone's information embedded here in the lyrics or the show information for this episode. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.
G'day, Faye Driver. This is Scotty, a little Aussie Battler. Do you love the car noises I've got in the background just for you? Now listen, I've got so much to say from your little show you've just posted. One is a question, not really for you, but maybe it's a comment. So, my Chinese friend has recently gone to a chiropractor because he had a sore back. And I said, do not go to a chiropractor because you'll have to go forever. And he's like, no, I got a special Groupon off the internet. It only costs me like $1.50 for 7 minutes and 26 seconds of consultation. I'll be cured. Well, what happens? He goes. The guy signed him up for about 18 years of adjustments, in inverted commas. Anyway, weird.
I'm recording the following in response to a question that came through to the Faye Driver. I happened to be listening to Faye's podcast on the way to work today, and I had to make a stop, and I thought, well, what better time to address the question by, was it Scott or Scotty? Forgive me if it was one or the other and I'm not addressing you properly, but hey, here we are in podcast land. I'll get to my thoughts in a second. I'm just waiting at a very, very busy intersection, and I don't want to go deep into my intellect and head lest I make a mistake and damage the breathtaking and oh-so-sporty 2012 Honda Fit DX, which I guess is the sport model. I am Dr. Q, and I love the anonymity that that gives me, because I can actually speak my mind and I don't have to couch my remarks in the hopes of A, getting dinged by my chiropractic association in college, because I don't particularly subscribe to their form of chiropractic, and B, I don't have to make you like me because I have no idea who you are. I will probably never see you, so I can speak to you from my 12 and a half years in clinical practice and answer your questions hopefully cogently, thoroughly, and honestly. First of all, you said that your friend was going to a chiropractor based upon a Groupon. Well, let me begin my remarks by saying that if there is a chiropractor out there who is requiring Groupons to build a business, my level of respect for him or her has just dropped precipitously. One of the problems, I think, is that we live in a society which is based upon Starbucks and McDonald's, and people view services, even like chiropractic care, as a commodity. However, chiropractic is not a commodity. Believe me when I tell you that you have some chiropractors operating out there who are so ham-fisted, I would not let them touch my dog, let alone a family member. So people need to be more discriminating when they come to who it is that they allow to place their hands on them. And I'm sorry, but I don't have a lot of confidence in someone who needs to build their practice by advertising in a Groupon. Sure, it might be a practice building technique, but whatever. So I think the old adage that you get what you pay for applies here. So if you want someone who's good, confident, and really freaking awesome at what they do, that person is probably going to charge, and that person probably is not going to place an ad in a Groupon. Let's move on to the notion of chiropractic and what it's good for. Most people out there think that chiropractic is for back pain, neck pain, and headaches. Those are about the three categories that they place the services in a chiropractor. May I say to you that I couldn't give a shit about back pain, neck pain, or headache. Not because I don't care about you, and not because I don't care about the fact that I'd like you to be free from the back pain, neck pain, and headache, but chiropractic is a notion that is so much bigger than a simple musculoskeletal pain category, I can't even begin to emphasize it. I have seen people under my care with cancer that disappears, with arteries that open up from being 90% clogged and occluded to being completely free and patent. I have seen people had their lives restored. I have seen so many miracles, it's almost difficult to describe. And what I can say is that people who get on my table, and I don't care what it is or what their problem or deficiency is, but people who get on my table will live better than they would if they didn't. Now, I know that that's broad, but that's what chiropractic is. Chiropractic is broad. The chiropractic adjustment is there to allow you to live to the maximum potential that your body possibly could. And if that means that your back pain goes away, great. If that means that your headache goes away, great. If that means that you can sleep through the night without having to get up multiple times to pee, great. If that means that you can get it up sexually far past the time that you might have been able to otherwise, great. So, all this to say, the chiropractic adjustment is not designed to take your pain away. This is a common notion. This is what most of the profession advertises, and it's bullshit. Yes, it's a side benefit. Yes, it's often that way, but it's so much bigger. And then what did I want? Oh, yeah. So then this notion of, if I go to a chiropractor, I will have to go forever. Well, this is a little bit weird to me. Because let me put it in context. I'm going to use two analogies. One, because the Faye driver is a car aficionado, and a great one at that, by the way. In fact, I long to drive Dorian Gray again. Anyways, let me go elsewhere. So, if I was to say to the Faye driver, yes, Dorian Gray's a great car, and there's absolutely no need to ever change the oil on it again, how long would Dorian Gray last? I find it very, very, very interesting that people have this notion that their body is either broken or fixed. And if it's fixed, by gum, why shouldn't it stay that way? Whereas people are used to changing the oil in their car every 5,000 to 8,000 kilometers. They don't seem to bat an eye on it. It just makes sense to them that under the stresses, strains, and physical limitations of the manufacture of a car, that you're going to have to maintain it. You're going to have to change the oil. You're going to have to change the filters. Every once in a while, it will need new tires. Sometimes there's engine work to be done. So this notion of, if I go to a chiropractor once and presumably have a benefit that I like, I'll have to keep going. Well, yeah, you will. No shit, Sherlock. And so as though somehow this is an egregious concept that people just can't hang with. I don't want to ever have to go back. Well, fine. No one's got a gun to your head. Don't go back. Who cares? But if you want to live well, get your ass on the table. It is that simple. Another thing that I find interesting is people go off to some doctor who at a certain magical age or time or for whatever reason orders a blood panel. So they get some blood drawn and they see, oh my goodness, oh no, the cholesterol, it's high. I don't know what that means, but the cholesterol is high. So what does the doctor do? The doctor whips out his pad and he prescribes a statin drug, which a person is going to go on to lower the value of the cholesterol level on the blood test. Now, once a doctor, I'm talking a medical doctor, prescribes a statin drug, let me just fill you in on a little secret. They have no notion that that individual who has once started on a statin drug will ever, ever, ever come off of it for the rest of their days on God's green earth. So let's think about this. We have no problems changing the oil in our car. We have no problems starting and taking a drug forever and ever, amen. But a chiropractor says, in order to maintain a healthy, optimal lifestyle, you will need to be adjusted regularly, and we take great offense at that. Come on, people! Well, that's been my little soapbox, and that's been my... I've probably made all of you not really want to or like to see a chiropractor, and that's fine. I don't care. But I mean it when I say, find yourself an artist. I mean, find yourself a chiropractor who is really good at what they do. Get on their table not only to bring your whole body up to speed, but then stay on it so that you can live well, live longer, and live to the best of your ability. Because the truth is that the adjustment done properly will keep diseases away. The adjustment done properly will allow you to live longer and better than you would if you didn't. It's that simple. So, call me a quack, but that's okay. I am already called Dr. Q. Cheers, everybody, and cheers to you, Scott.